Owen Brown sat on a log, his legs stretched out toward the large steel-ringed fire on an old farm in Denver, Colorado. For the last couple hours, the cool wind of autumn had done battle with the heat of the tall blaze as Owen silently pressed and released the strings on the neck of his old acoustic guitar with one hand, while his free hand held a warm beer he had forgotten about. Around Owen were his people and Alice. They were all laughing and drinking and smiling up at the moon, while he mostly held still but for the drifting fingers of one hand over the guitar and his mind singing with chords of music. This time, as with the last number of nights, he held a secret he wasn't prepared to share. It would be foolish to share, knowing Alice as he did, knowing what he knew. This time, as with those other times, he had created music just in his head, using his imagination. Alice was singing with him. In his mind, her voice was strong and rich and had the ability to curve around words as easily as a dancer could move around a room. In his mind, where it was safe and he was entirely in control, they rode the sound together as it poured out of him into the night, his fingers digging into the strings of his acoustic, moving and tucking and pressing as the music in his mind reshaped and charged forth. He did this all deep within while the others talked, joked, and drank beer, leaving him alone with his secret.
"Hey! Hello! Why is nobody listening? I am trying to perform here!"
Max said from across the fire with enough force that the music was pulled back into Owen's body and away from his eyes and fingertips.
"Max," Clover said with a warning, "you don't need to be rude about it."
"I was listening. Don't bunch me in with the two of them,"
Daphne said, referring to Jesse and Clover. Owen knew if he needed to, he could pull back the conversation, but didn't bother to after this many hours around a fire under a night sky. It was about letting the stress out, letting go, and letting the magic of the stars above sink into your soul.
"Daphne, I'm not sure you were even in your own body the way you have been staring into the fire for the last 5 minutes. Something on your mind? Something you need to get off your chest?" Jesse asked with genuine concern.
"Hey, leave her chest alone. She's only 18. Clover shot back with a grin. "Pervert."
"Not cool, Clover,"
Jesse said quickly, pointing a finger off his beer bottle in accusation.
"No, nothing is on my mind,"
Daphne called, ignoring Clover and the attention she was bringing.
"Nothing I need to talk about. I just like the fire tonight. It's pretty and sort of alive as it dances in the air, and I'm not sure those veggie tacos were all veggie."
Just then, a small burp slipped out of Daphne's mouth, and everyone chuckled as her face turned a little red and she apologized.
These were his people who lived outside the rules of normal humans. Clover with her sass and spice, Jesse, his best mate, smooth and handsome, Max, tall and always able to find trouble, and Daphne, new and far too skinny, but bright and intelligent. And then there was Alice. Her left hand was in his hair and on the back of his head, strong but gentle fingers moving over his scalp. A slow rhythm as her fingers moved this way and that. Her other hand held an almost empty beer. She too seemed to simply be basking in the night air. Alice was something altogether different. Her soul was broken, but it didn't stop her from burning bright. Owen could feel her, sense her in the deepest fog, the blackest night. Sure, an etherealist like everyone else around the fire, with an incredible well of ethereal power, but it was the fight within that made them a match. Their love was new but genuine, a tangible force between them. She had been quiet the last half hour, the pressure of being reunited with her family 3 weeks ago slowly easing with each passing star.
"I am not rude," Max defended. "You are rude. I will say it again and again. Musicians make the worst audience members. It's not cats and it's not children. It's you people."
"No one says it's children. Besides, the worst are politicians." "I think that's right. Politicians make the worst audience members,"
Daphne repeated.
"Not true. I used to think that, but it turns out politicians make for a great audience because they assume everyone is looking at them and they play the part. What about A-list actors?"
Jesse continued.
"But I might be wrong. Now that I am thinking about it, a comedian once told me the worst audience she ever went on stage for was at a corporate retreat.
The retreat was in Atlanta at one of those big places. Anyway, she said she would give her left eye never to have to perform for any of them ever again. So, there you go.